Hi, I'm Will Becton.
And I'm Amber Becton.
Oh, yeah, this part.
Welcome to Jet Road Studios Presents, where every episode is a pilot for a different show.
That's right. Today, we bring you the pilot for Lady Killers, a scripted true crime comedy written and created by Christine Kimmel. She and producer Julie Brister also play the leads, and the really funny cast includes Pam Murphy, Joel Spence, and Kimberly Clark.
It was so great to have our old friend, Julie Brister, here.
Yeah.
And you had worked with Christine.
Yes. Her name sounded really familiar. And then I realized it was because she and Jesse Gaskell had done a podcast pilot of all things back in the Team Coco days.
Oh, awesome.
I was always curious what happened to that. It was called How to Survive. And it's currently a show.
Oh, cool.
It's survived.
We like survival.
That's what we aim for.
They have been great to work with. We're excited to share it with you now.
Jet Road Studios presents
Lady Killers.
Some people say a lady's made of sugar and spice, but some other gals are predisposed to put you on ice. Let's take a trip down the Black Widow Alley, where many a fool has found his finale. Your cat lady neighbor's crafts are looking bony. Your dame's counting assets after matrimony. A little belladonna in your minestrone. Lady Killers.
Welcome to Lady Killers, a podcast about women who kill. On this true crime podcast, we cover some of the most notorious female murders of all time.
Not to mention some of the most legendary recipes I find on Pinterest.
I'd cut someone's brake lines for a piece of that pineapple upside down cake.
Oh, you'll never guess the secret ingredient.
Love?
No, it's a can of Sprite. Sprite is also good for cleaning your grout, unclogging drains, and removing bloodstains.
What can't Sprite do?
Well, it's terrible for your skin, so just don't drink it.
Ooh, speaking of skin, today's lady killer comes to us from the tail end of the Middle Ages, Elizabeth Bathory. Her anti-aging secret was bathing in the blood of her reportedly 650 young female victims.
Women did crazy stuff back in whatever century that was.
Coming from the woman who got really into urine facials back in the 2010s.
Now, you can't really compare the two, MJ. I used my own urine.
I take it back then. Well, whatever you're doing, your skin looks great.
The guy I went out with on Saturday night referred to my skin as well-preserved.
First of all, screw that guy.
Okay.
Secondly, tell us everything.
Girl, where do I begin? Okay, so we met up at Longhorn Steakhouse.
Nice.
Please don't get too excited. It was my idea. He wanted to meet at Funkmeyer's Brew Pub. I am not going on a date in a strip mall.
Okay, listeners, so Annie was a waitress there in high school.
True.
I still think you should have filed multiple lawsuits.
Do you remember my uniform? I had to wear a half shirt and super low-rise jeans. Mm-hmm. We were required to wear thongs on Whale Tail Wednesdays. It was like Taco Tuesday, but you know, Wednesday?
Yeah, I remember because your UTI was so bad during junior year, you were hospitalized.
Did I ever tell you that he wrote us up if our low-rise jeans weren't at least 4 inches below the belly button? And trust me, he always carried a tape measure.
He should go to prison for what he did to you guys.
Oh, he did. He assaulted a Domino's driver for forgetting his garlic knots.
Well, in his defense, garlic knots are delicious.
So, back to Longhorn Steakhouse.
Oh, the Texas Tunyon. You know, I could practically drink the zesty dip.
Unlimited refills of sweet tea? What's not to love?
Mom! If I don't get my stuff out of the dryer right away, I have to iron everything.
You iron everything any... Never mind. You can't come in when the record sign is on the laundry room door. All these sounds can be heard on the show.
I don't understand all this new technology. When best friends hung out in my day, it wasn't in their mom's laundry room to make a pretend radio show. They did normal best friend things, like jazzercise and cocaine.
Mom, it's not pretend. We're with a legitimate network. We have advertisers. We have fans.
I was a Mary Kay star team builder, so don't talk to me like I don't know about building a brand. And the last time I checked, this is my laundry room in my house so that you and Bill and my beloved grandchildren, who honestly should have better table manners for their age, are living in for a very reasonable rent.
Wow, you shamed me in three distinct ways in one breath. I think that might be a new personal record.
Annie, how's your mom?
Well, yesterday she told me to stop making eyes at her man and threw a bowl of broccoli cheddar soup at me. So I'm guessing she thinks I'm her older sister Ruth again.
And yet, despite your differences, you take such good care of your mother, Annie. Unlike some daughters, You didn't abandon her to join the Hollywood elites.
Mom, I moved to L.A., technically Valley Village, for a job. A really good job, remember?
I wouldn't call being a director's assistant a really good job.
I wasn't a director's assistant. I was an AD, an assistant director. There's a very big difference.
Well, I don't know. How would I know? Stop yelling at me.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry. Can you take the lasagna out of the freezer?
Sure thing, honey. I'll always be here for you.
Okay, we're gonna cut all that out. So, you were talking about the guy?
Oh, yeah, Clark.
Clark? Uh-oh. I don't trust that name. Do I know him?
We went to high school with him, but he was a few years behind us.
Look at you, going for a young one. It's so demi of you.
I know, a 44-year-old dating a 41-year-old. Scandal. Get a load of this. He says, you look really good for a woman your age.
No.
Bill, are you standing at the door listening again?
I'm sorry. I know you're recording, but I can't find my health insurance card.
Bill, oh my God, what happened to your thumb? It looks like a crime scene.
Did you wrap it in duct tape?
Yeah, that's all your brother had in his first aid kit.
I thought you guys were out at Butch Cartwright's farm today installing a new furnace.
We finished that early, so I was helping Jeff install a new engine block onto the old pickup truck he's restoring.
Oh no.
I was resting my hand on the edge of the truck when Jeff lowered his engine. I guess the alignment wasn't perfect, so the chain slipped and landed on my thumb. I'm pretty sure some of the thumb is still under the engine block.
Oh, let me see.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Yep. Part of your thumb is missing.
Ew.
This is so my brother.
Yep.
But Bill, you had no business being in that garage.
What do you mean? I know about cars. Maybe you forgot I worked on Drive Angry.
Bill, I didn't forget. You make us watch it every year at Christmas, and it always gives the kids nightmares.
I just thought it would be fun for them to see their dad in a movie.
You're in it?
He's an extra.
A featured extra, MJ. I play cultist with sickle. Nick Cage, the Nicolas Cage, shoots me with his God Killer after flying into the scene in a 71 Chevelle Supersport. See, the God Killer is Satan's gun.
Bill, now don't spoil it for Annie. He can lend you the DVD.
Great.
Oh
God, Bill, you're dripping blood all over the floor.
I'm sorry.
What's all this racket? I'm trying to listen to Smartless.
Wait, you said you didn't know how to listen to podcasts, and that's why you never listen to mine.
I don't. I think it just downloaded on my phone like that U2 album.
Never mind. Can I use your car to drive Bill to the ER?
It's okay.
MJ, you've got to learn to drive a stick so you can use that truck Jeff gave you guys. I was just about to call Judy.
Yikes.
We always talk on Tuesdays about the new episode of Rookie.
I've got this, Mom.
I feel better knowing it's here when Judy and I talk.
Yep.
Actually, it would be great if you could take him. You aren't busy, and I need to get this episode out.
Oh, no thank you.
Mom, look at his thumb.
I'd rather not.
Mm.
Bill, you're bleeding all over my new linoleum.
I'm sorry.
Jeff just installed that for me.
Oh, Jeff. Stop by his house on the way to the hospital and pick up the rest of Bill's thumb.
It's okay.
I'll call Jeff now and have him put Bill's thumb on ice. Or better yet, I'll have him meet you at the ER.
Jeff is busy. Do you know he was given a key to the city of Irontown in 2019 and a plaque in 2022 from Amana HVAC Systems for being a top seller in the Northeast Ohio region? He has a fleet of 6 trucks under him, MJ. What have you done?
Oh, boy, I'm going to be fine.
I won a Sundance Innovator Award, a film I directed got into South by Southwest. Mm. I've worked on multiple television shows.
Well, I watch the Emmys every year, and I've never seen you there. I told you to go to nursing school, but what do I know?
I've got this.
Jeffrey doesn't have time to meet us at the ER with Bill's thumb. I'll get a Ziploc of ice, and I'll get the thumb.
Are you going to lift the engine block too, Mom?
I'm sure I could. I'm not one of those helpless seniors in a catheter commercial.
Oh.
Or Bill can.
Bill is about to faint, Mom.
What? Me? No, I'm fine. See? Whoa, a lot of my thumb is missing. Oh, boy, that does not look good. Okay, the room is spinning currently. Okay, all set. I'm not going to faint, though. Don't faint. I'm not going to faint. I'm fine. Pull it together, for Christ's sake.
Text me. I never listen to voicemails. If you're calling about deer meat, I still have a ton of jerky. Come by and grab it out of my freezer.
Annie, I'm sorry. We'll have to reschedule the rest of our taping.
No. Tuesdays are the only day Annie has a full day off from Mario's.
You're surprisingly with it for someone with half a thumb.
I think he's in shock.
I feel so clear right now. I should call my agent, see if there's any work.
You don't have an agent anymore. One of the many things we lost in the pandemic, the strikes, and what am I forgetting?
I think you forgot about how you got me too'd, MJ.
Bill, I did not get me too'd. My boss got me too'd. I got me too'd. Me too'd as well. I'm a victim.
Oh, that's not really
Bill,
how
it... I will rip off your other thumb.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
All right, let's go, Bill. Here, wrap this towel around your thumb. I can't have you bleeding all over my Dodge.
Mom.
I'm sorry.
And I got a Ziploc bag full of ice for the digit.
Thank you. You can leave the lasagna in the fridge. I'll put it in the oven as soon as we finish.
Oh, I'm gonna drop it off for Jeff.
Wait, what? That's for our dinner tonight. I got up at 6 a.m. to make that.
Yep. And Jeff will appreciate your effort. He's had a trying day, seeing his brother-in-law injured, and now he has to retrieve Bill's severed thumb. Mm. This is the least we can do.
Actually, I think we could do less. It's Jeff's fault that Bill is in this situation. Let him make his own lasagna.
MJ, you need to let go of this. On The View, they were talking about toxic sibling rivalry.
Is anyone else shivering?
Can you believe this, Annie? My whole goddamn life.
At least your mom can remember who you are and that she loves Jeff more.
You're right. I am so lucky to have that.
Let's go, Bill. I'll pick up another lasagna from the Acme for your family.
Bye, honey. I love you. If I don't make it, can you tell the kids?
Yes, they get all of your Billy Joel records.
Sweet.
You know what? Okay, we're going to just have to cut all this out.
You okay? That was a lot.
Nothing that a story about a female killer can't fix.
Amen.
Okay, so where were we? Oh, right. Clerk. Let me guess. He said more dumb things.
He said more dumb things. I'm glad you don't plaster on makeup like so many women your age. You know, it just makes women your age look older.
Was this some kind of drinking game he made up where you guys had to do a shot every time he said women your age?
I started to. I tried to change the subject and get him to talk about his personal life.
Oh, God, I'm scared of what's coming.
That got him on his crazy ex-wife who he's suing for custody.
As if I didn't already want to kill this guy.
And then he told me that he kept moving to different safe houses to keep the baby safe from her.
Whoa, wait. Did you call 911? Do I need to call 911 right now?
I was about to when he revealed that the babies are two ferrets named Charles and Lady Di.
Will Diana never get peace?
No.
Please tell me this was when your Uber came.
Not exactly. We got into a bit of a disagreement about the bill.
Oh, let me guess. He wanted you to go Dutch.
He wanted me to pay half plus tip since it was my idea to order the Texas Tunyon. He's doing keto.
Of course he is. Where does this fucking guy live? I am going to end his life.
Well, I know where he lives because I gave him a ride home.
Annie.
I know. I was walking out to my car and he was just sitting on the curb. He just looked so sad, you know? Ugh. He said that the busboy would give him a ride when he got off in 4 hours.
He doesn't have a car.
He sold it to raise money for Charles and Di's legal defense.
Good news is you don't have to see him again.
Well.
Please tell me you didn't agree to a second date.
MJ, I have boundaries. I agreed to foster Charles and Di for him just until he finds a permanent place to live that'll allow him to have
rodents for pets.
Ferrets are actually part of the weasel family.
Oh, my apologies. Well, then none of this is horrifying.
Speaking of horror, should we get back to this week's topic?
Hey, nice segue. Oh, but before we dive in, our Lizzie Borden keychains are in.
Ooh, the blood is so realistic. If you're a member of our Cold Case Club, you get 15% off merch. Also, Cold Caser Susan from Wichita sent us this gorgeous cross stitch.
Oh my gosh, Susan has our catchphrase, lady killers, killing with kindness and often poison.
This is getting a prime spot on our fan art wall right next to our painting of America's first serial killer, Eileen Warnos.
You know, that came from listener Amber Jean. Now that I look at it closer, I actually think it's Charlize Theron as Eileen Warnos. Impressive either way. You know what's even more impressive? Amber Jean created it using mashed potatoes and Kool-Aid packets.
Hey, a big shout out to all of our incarcerated listeners.
Let's send a case of chai tea to the Folsom State Prison Women's Facility.
Tickets are still available for our Zoom show next month. Hey, MJ, what's so special about a Zoom show?
Well, I'm about to tell you, Annie. It's better than a live show because you don't have to leave your house and potentially run into that asshat Darlene from the PTA.
We should probably bleep her name.
Why? She knows what she is. Plus prizes. Go to our link tree or website for tickets.
And as always, you can email us at ladykillerspod12@gmail.com if you have any questions.
And right after this break, we will get back to the story of a woman who is maybe even a bigger asshat than Darlene, if that's possible.
Lady Killer.
Okay, Annie, we've got one commercial spot this week. Do you have your copy?
I do.
All right, here we go. Annie, one of the biggest struggles I face as a parent is coming up with dinner ideas every night, 7 nights a week.
By the time I get to Thursday, if I have to think of one more dinner idea, I'm apt to go on a tri-state killing spree.
That is a lot of carnage, Annie. Let's keep Annie from her murderous tendencies with home cook and delivered. Other meal plans just offer ingredients, but you still have to cook.
And they never take the 30 minutes they say on the sheet, more like an hour. How fast do you think I can whisk?
Home Cook and Delivered arrives hot at your door and ready to eat. The portions are doled out according to your family size on biodegradable plates. After eating, throw everything in your compost and get to doing what your family truly loves, zoning out on your separate devices.
Home Cook and Delivered now offers the My Kid Won't Eat That upgrade. A child-sized portion of macaroni and cheese is offered as a second option for the dinner that your child is undoubtedly not going to eat.
As parents ourselves, we assure you that this is not a healthy mac and cheese that your kids won't touch. This is mac and cheese spelled with a Z. So you can rest assured that this cheese is created in a lab. Use code LADYKILLERS10 to get your first 5 meals free with Home Cook and Delivered.
We good?
I think that'll work.
It says insert personal experience here.
Oh, we did that. I think.
Oh, okay.
We're good. It's Kara. I should probably take this.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe she actually booked us something. Kara, any good news, I hope?
I got you guys a gig.
Kara, we can't do anything else for Vape Ape.
Yeah, they paid us in e-juice, and that stuff is really hard to resell on Etsy.
This is way better than Vape Ape.
You got us a spot at PodFest in Orlando?
Nah, you missed the cutoff for the Fresh Faces category, which is completely filled with white male talk show hosts over 50.
Cool, 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 cool. So, what's the gig?
A cruise line called Luxury of the Seas.
We booked a cruise tour?
Not exactly. They're doing a human resources managerial training weekend, and they want you to do a live show to entertain their employees. Hold on one second. Hi, honey. Welcome to A Cut Above. Just make yourself comfortable in the shampoo chair, okay? I'll get right to work on those roots. Ooh, you got a lot of hair, too. Oh, my God. You need a pop? I got Pepsi, Diet Coke. All right. Sorry about that. It's another client.
Oh, but the cruise, is it in the Caribbean?
The training is at a corporate headquarters in Erie, Pennsylvania, so just a few hours away. But they'll put you up at the day's end and reimburse you for gas. Free buffet dinner included.
Kara, I don't mean to complain, but is this the best we can get?
Podcasts that aren't extremely graphic or hosted by vaccine deniers are struggling. Look at the numbers. The network has threatened to drop Lady Killers. We lost the Geico sponsorship.
We had a Geico sponsorship?
Not Geico, the insurance. G-U-Y-C-O. It sounds the same, but Geico is actually an organization of men who sell products by men, for men, advancing the progress of men. Geico.
Wait, that does not sound right. Let me look them up real quick. Geico, G-Y-C-O. Oh my God, Kara. They're listed on Human Rights Watch as a far-right neo-fascist militant extremist group.
So is Home Cook and Deliver.
Kara, can you vet our sponsors before we sign with them?
MJ, I'm very busy right now. I'm basically your agent for free, and A Cut Above is booked solid. Mullets are back. Plus, look on the bright side. They dropped you. If you want to survive, you need to build your audience.
Yeah, we know that. But how?
You know, the big issue is that we're running out of female serial killers. Women need to stop listening to murder podcasts and start murdering. We need a fresh, new, prolific female serial killer.
What I wouldn't give.
Doesn't help that Taylor Swift and Stevie Nicks started their podcast, Witches, Bitches, Toil, and True Crime. How can any of us even compete in the true crime space?
Honestly, you can't.
Thanks for the pep talk.
Oh, shit. I'll send over the details for that Days End gig. And don't worry, I'm not even considering dropping you guys as clients.
I wasn't worried about that. Wait, should I be worried about that? No, I'm worried about that. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Kara.
Bye.
Definitely cutting all that out.
So, back to Elizabeth Bathory.
The year was 1560. The Middle Ages were on their way out to make way for the Renaissance. Oh, it's Bill. I should take it.
Hey, Bill, did they get your thumb back on, honey?
Yep, everything's perfect. I'm sorry, wait, what was the question?
Your thumb?
Oh, they haven't done anything for my thumb yet. I've just been sitting there thinking about thumbs.
Yeah?
Thumbs. I mean, what are they? Mm-hmm. Are they a finger? Technically, we don't have 10 fingers because 2 of them are thumbs. And let's face it, they are not fingers. They are very different.
Huh.
The other thing to consider is why don't we call our big toe toe thumb? When a baby is born, shouldn't the nurse say the baby has 8 fingers, 8 toes, 2 thumbs, and 2 toe thumbs? Wouldn't that be more accurate? I bet they used to, but it just took too much time, and nurses are so busy they had to find a way to shorten
Bill.
It.
Bill!
Nurses are the real heroes. And teachers. And, like, healthcare.
Honey, I would love to talk with you all day about toe thumbs.
Let's do it.
But you know what? We're recording. Did you call for a reason?
I just want you to know how much I love you in case I die.
Bill, you aren't going to die.
MJ, you don't know. You don't know, MJ. The person on the other side of this curtain is dead.
Oh.
And pretty soon, so will I.
Oh.
My life is flashing right before my eyes. And you know what I'm remembering right now more than anything?
What's that, honey?
That hot tub in Palm Springs when you let me all these things.
I got a pretty bad rash from that hot tub, in fact. And also, you are on speakerphone.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Annie. I'm so sorry. Ah, I love water. They gave me something for the pain, and it is working.
Is my mom with you?
Oh, she went down to the cafeteria to get some food.
That was nice of her.
The food is for Jeff. He's craving a Philly cheesesteak.
He came too?
Yeah, there's a phlebotomist that might buy his post-hole digger. What a world.
Nice to see that my family is looking out for you.
Oh, Annie, what was the name of that guy that you went on a date with? Was it Clark?
Clark Bonk.
He's here. I just introduced myself to him.
Don't tell him we said hi.
Oh, I can't. He's the dead guy next to me behind the curtain.
Do you know what happened?
No, but I heard someone say the H word.
The H word? Oh, God, herpes. The HPV. Can those kill you?
No, Annie. Oh, my God. We'd all be dead. Right?
Homicide.
Oh, thank God. Wait, what?
Code blue.
This episode is going to be impossible to edit.
Lady Killers.
That was Lady Killers.
Everybody in that's great.
So funny.
You know what it made me think of? You know how you always had the plan to do the Monrovia murder tour?
Yes. You know, because we had some serial killers. Monrovia is east of Pasadena. It's very exploratory California. I think my parents bought their house in 69. It's an interesting place. You get like your pro skaters. You have Upton Sinclair, who lived there as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it also happened to be where Charles Manson, they call her the prom queen killer. Leslie Van Houten.
Oh, my God. Her?
I think she was like a homecoming princess, which I never was voted to be a homecoming princess.
Big picture, you made the right decision.
She's a big deal. Her mom was actually a teacher at Monrovia High.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the Night Stalker.
And so just to give you a background, Ramirez, he was killing around that time. My parents didn't want me to know about it, but it was also really hot. The problem of that summer, a lot of people like us had their windows open. And so my mom had like a cookie sheet of pennies. If he would come through the window, she would know that he was coming through the window. And he was literally like up the street from us. It was an LA thing. Like everybody was in a panic.
Wow.
But the cool thing about him was that he, I'm not sure where in East LA, but people recognized him. And they beat the shit out of him.
Was that how he got apprehended?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was in East LA.
Man.
That's a prideful moment in LA that East LA was like, no fucker.
That's so crazy.
And I think during that night, he probably was on my street.
Man.
Like, it sounds like it.
Whew. All right. Well.
Thank you so much for listening to Jet Rose Studios Presents. Please rate and review the show on places like Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
You can also check out jetroadstudios.com, and we are Jet Road Studios on Instagram and YouTube. Thank you so much to Christine Kimmel and Julie Brister, and we'll see you next time.
Jet Road Studios, where it's always pilot season.
Some people say a lady's made of sugar and spice, but some other gals are predisposed to put you on ice. Let's take a trip down the Black Widow Alley, where many a fool has found his finale. Your cat lady neighbor's crafts are looking bony. Your dame's counting assets after matrimony. A little belladonna in your minestrone. Lady Killer.
Oh. Oh, God. Well, this... No, the thumb doesn't look that bad. It doesn't look... That's the... Okay, it's the other thumb. Oh, shit.
Security at ER.
Oh, shit. Put it in your pocket. Oh, fuck my pants.